Hi, Jess.
Hi, Liam.
So what did the governor announce?
Well, Governor Brown's executive order requires people to stay home, except to meet essential needs, things like buying food, getting health care, and caring for family members. She also banned social and recreational gatherings of all sizes unless the six-foot rule can be followed. That's maintaining 6 feet between people to reduce the risk of spread of COVID because the disease is thought to be spread through close contact and coughing and sneezing and things like that. And a way I like to think about the 6 feet, just as an aside, is that if you're facing another person and you both kick your legs forward at the same time, if your feet can touch, then you're probably too close.
So can I go outside?
Yeah, you can go outside. According to the rule, it explicitly says you can go outside with members of your household to do things like hiking and walking, biking, running. You just got to remember that six-foot rule. But to help prevent temptation to gather in larger groups outdoors, the order does shut down pools and skate parks and playgrounds and sports courts. Campgrounds have also been closed.
So what kind of businesses are affected?
Well, it basically is all non-essential businesses will need to close beginning tomorrow. That list of businesses can be broken down into a few categories. Things like recreation, think bowling alleys and ski resorts, non-essential retail, toys, stores, furniture stores, and that sort of thing. Personal services, barbers, salons, gyms. Arts and entertainment, so no theaters, no museums, and then kind of a more general category of like social gathering spaces, like party venues, think like laser tag places and the trampoline places, and then clubs like the Elks Club.
Are bars and restaurants included?
You know, not in this order. Restaurants and bars were already covered in a previous order about a week ago. That order closed them to dine-in business. Those places are still going to be open for delivery and takeout at the discretion of the owner.
Gotcha. Any changes for businesses that don't directly interact with the public?
Well, yeah, they can all stay open, but they have to, if at all possible, require their employees to work from home. If that doesn't work for the, you know, because of technological constraints or other issues, the businesses have to designate a person on staff, kind of like a hall monitor, to make sure that people working in the same office space practice that appropriate social distancing. And the order says that businesses that don't comply with this new rule will be closed until they do.
Wow. So is travel allowed?
That's a big no. Oregonians are being instructed to minimize travel except for those essential services that I talked about earlier. And just a note that one of the reasons why the governor issued this new order today is that this past weekend, it didn't seem like people were taking social distancing measures very seriously. You know, Governor Brown cited the crowds on the coasts, crowds at Smith Rock in Central Oregon and in the Columbia Gorge. So people were definitely out and about traveling around and not really accomplishing that goal of, you know, stopping the spread of this disease. So I think you can think of this, what's ahead of us, as the ultimate staycation.
So, Jess, do we have any idea how long this is going to last?
You know, at this point, it's unknown. The governor's order doesn't have an end date, but given the outlook for the spread of the coronavirus in Oregon, the stay-at-home requirements could be in place for a few weeks at least. I think most of us have heard the phrase flatten the curve. The goal of all of these social distancing measures is to avoid a sudden spike in COVID-19 infections that could overwhelm our healthcare system. So instead, by keeping people more isolated, the idea is to slow down the spread of the virus so there is enough time and there's enough resources to go around to help all the people who need it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Jess Burns is a science reporter with OPB. I'm Liam Moriarty.